Okay, welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
Good morning.
Hello, we're back already. It was a fast weekend.
It was too fast.
I know, and you're on spring break.
Yes, I look like it. I'm in a hot pink sweatsuit, no makeup. Yeah.
It's the best thing about podcasts.
Yes, it is.
Until we go YouTube channel, and then you're going to have to.
Yeah.
It's going to have to change. Or yeah. Not. Maybe not. Yeah,
we'll change that.
Yeah. What are you doing on spring break?
Nothing right now. We went to the lake at the very first of the weekend, and then we came back here all week, and then we may go back. But it was so cold. It was depressing.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't wait to come back because none of us are made for this cold.
Have you been to the gathering place?
Long time. You would think we'd go there a lot when it first opened. I mean, our kids were there on their track bikes all the time. Of course, if family or something comes in town, we might all go there. But we just don't go. I mean, our kids aren't there very often.
I've never been.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky to have it.
We are lucky. It is a great place.
Very, I know. Very lucky to have it.
I've never been. Just never had any desire to go.
You need to go.
I know.
We need to go take a short walk over there.
One of the restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some great restaurants, I hear.
Yes. Well, that's going to be, we're going to do that.
Okay. So what's new with your, anything new that you've done to your face?
Gosh, no. I was looking at it today, actually, and I was like, man, my circles are dark. I feel that change coming in my face, and I don't like it.
So, isn't it funny how it happens overnight?
Yeah, I put a humidifier by my bed and start using more regularly. I just feel that dryness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I doing? I've had like acne lately.
Right.
But now I have like one or two at the same time. And I don't know what the heck that's all
about. You know what that is, right? Do you want me to say?
No, I'm sure I know what it is. It's like a dirty word.
It is a dirty word. Happens to the best of us.
Oh, Lord help me.
I know. Well, I had Karen in here doing a podcast yesterday, and Karen is a nurse practitioner at that spa I've mentioned many times, Kinetic Clinic. And we were talking about peptides. So that's my new fascination right now. Peptides are just what we already have in our body that fade over time with age or with illness or things like that. So insulin is a peptide.
Okay.
The GLP-1, which is natural in our body, is a peptide. So all the diet shots, all the weight loss injections that people are doing for weight loss and for being a diabetic are peptides. Mm-hmm. And then they have peptides for, and believe me, I was all ears yesterday. There's peptides for, I don't remember all their names, so I'm not going to say them because I'll say it wrong. But there's one for, they call it the Barbie peptide, which is the melanin. And it increases the melanin because as we age, just like everything else, it goes away. And so if you take that shot, I think they do it in little insulin needles that you do in your, injected in your stomach. And you have to get less sun, but you'll be very dark because it enhances the melanin in your skin. There was a peptide for regeneration of the joints, for achy joints and for the immune system. And it's all a natural occurring product that we had
super
in our bodies, but that faded over time.
Ever forget a guy in high school took some kind of tanning pills, and they had to have been loaded with keratin or something because he was as orange as those pillows right there. I mean, that kid turned so brown, so orange. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen, but I don't know what he took. It was a pill that he took.
Yeah, it wouldn't be this.
No, and this was in the 90s.
Okay.
So.
Well, I was, when after I had chemo, I was going to a place here and getting IV injections of vitamins, you know, how the whole IV fluid. And he's an EMT, but he was big, muscular, like bodybuilder. I was there. I'd go every other, I think I was going 3 times a week. So I was there on a Monday, or maybe I was there on Friday. I came back in on Monday and he was a brown goddess.
So what did he take?
And I said, what in the world? Where'd you go over the weekend? He goes, nowhere. I said, how are you so dark? I mean, he was dark.
Yeah.
And he had taken, and I remember thinking, of course, this was 8 years ago, so you hadn't really heard of peptides.
No.
And he was, that's what he had done. And I said, and he's like, you just have to like be outside for, you know, 10 minutes or so just to get the sun, but you don't have to lay in the sun like you would to get it to be that dark. And I remember thinking, that guy's taking some crazy, that's ridiculous. But it's not. I mean, it is a peptide. They call it the Barbie peptide, but it also helps with aging. there's a lot for aging. And then there's like the NADs, which everybody is talking about.
Which I want to take, and I've not done that yet.
Yeah, because it's going to help with joint, because as everything mm-hmm. that ages, you know, mm-hmm. keep bringing back my chemo because it's destroyed my body. But my oncologist told me that chemo brings forward by 10 years what's going to happen to you 10 years down the road. So I'm basically 10 years older than I was before. So arthritis, my knee joints, all my joints just kill me. Mm-hmm. And so that's actually going to help with that. It kind of does all the stuff that our bodies fade over time. It's going to bring it back because it's adding that thing we already had in our system. It's just bringing it back into your body.
So what kind of doctor do you have to go to get these peptide shots for that?
I don't know about like medical doctors. Called Kinetic Clinic is where I get mine.
Okay.
And she's actually going to come on here and talk to us because she's so knowledgeable.
I want to know more.
Hormone replacement therapy with mm-hmm. the pellets, which we all need replacement because mm-hmm. we lose it, obviously, as we go through what mm-hmm. you're going through that we're not going to talk about. And so
I know nothing.
Yeah. So she does those a lot because we just need them as women. Men do it for testosterone because obviously men lose testosterone over the years, just like we lose hormones. So she's actually going to come on here and talk to us because she's a wealth of knowledge about all of that.
Okay, good.
I'll and then we talked about stem cells yesterday, which I think about like me that I'm getting ready. I need a knee replacement at some point.
Me too.
You do too. So they are doing stem cells and injecting them in the knee joint and prolonging, keeping people from having to have knee surgery.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's your own stem cells.
Insurance won't cover that, right?
No, it's all cash. Mm-hmm. It's a cash only thing. That's the downside. You wouldn't want them to take insurance because then the price would go up, you know, ridiculously.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it's cash. But stem cells, you know, they're using, you know, young mothers' placenta to make them, mm-hmm. which obviously are babies. You know, it's the placenta that came up from the baby. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at young stem cells versus, you know, our old aging stem cells. And it's making a world of difference. And then, you know, we were talking yesterday about I had an 18-year-old Yorkie that tore her retina. My younger dog tore her retina by wrestling with her, and she didn't see her coming, and she tore her retina. I was taking her to the vet, and this has been 5 years ago. She was literally, they were taking her blood and spinning it down and then making eye drops out of it that I put into her eyes, and it healed her torn retina in 2 days. Isn't that crazy? And
I said, using her own
stem cells.
We could go really deep on this.
I know.
I've heard some really, you know, interesting things about just the way your own body helps itself.
So yeah.
That's a whole other
podcast.
Topic. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I even asked her, I'm like, why are we not doing this for humans? And she said the machinery is so expensive that a lot of eye doctors, because they could all be doing it, like eye doctors for humans, putting your own. So then I brought that up to Karen yesterday, and she said, well, they have the capability for dry eyes. You know, a lot of people have mm-hmm. such dry eyes, they can't wear contacts. They can take your blood, send it off to a pharmacy, and they spin it into eye drops for you. Which then are so much better than the over-counter that you get for dry eyes, because you just put those in constantly and your eyes are still dry. This actually works because it's your own.
That is very interesting.
I know. There's a whole world out there of healthy things that we can do.
Exactly. And that's what I've been getting, you know, that knee that I need replaced. And I really kind of, both my knees have been cleaned out 20 years ago and they've done great. Well, I did slip on my tile floor where, in the laundry room on a fabric sheet, and it made my legs do the splits. Like that's like, it turns into ice. I really jammed that knee and it kind of finished it off. So two doctors have confirmed in their eyes, you know, it needs to be replaced. And I really let that leg get weak because of pain and all that. Well, that IT band on that side drives me crazy. And I've been going to physical therapy for a while. Definitely things have helped. I mean, they've done things like scrape the bottom of my feet and, you know, like the fascia, that metal tool.
Oh, they scrape your feet. Yes, that hurts.
Yes, it does hurt. But I've found that it's very beneficial whole body to me. Like mm-hmm. I will have so much joint relief all over when that's done. Well, we have started dry needling this right hip and that whole right IT band. And I've noticed ever since we have started doing that, I have had more sleep with less pain. Because normally just to roll over, that hip and that knee mm-hmm. hurts so bad. Well, then dry needling that IT band and in that hip has been super helpful. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed I can extend my leg now fully, like fully give my knee a flex. Was not able to do that before. So there are lots. So, because I'm, you know, I'm not going to go get a knee replacement until like I need a diaper because I can't make it to the bath. I'm holding off on that. But there are definitely options out there that people don't need to think it's the end of the world. Because I mean, my pain was, I'm like this, I don't know. I might be getting close to needing a diaper, guys, because I don't have to think about getting up right now because it really hurts.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing that that's helping.
I love dry needling.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it done on my hip. When I finished chemo, my hips just killed me. I think it was a combination of the hysterectomy and the chemo, because hysterectomies, for whatever reason, makes your hips hurt because your organs are different, which is kind of bizarre. But I just kept getting MRIs. I keep going to make my oncologist give me an MRI, which I don't really like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I went and had therapy done on my hip, and they did dry needling. Completely changed my hip, and I have never had to go back. Like,
isn't
it's fixed it. Yeah. And I never would have imagined that dry needling would do it, but it does work.
A lot of physical therapy places will offer it now. And I think a lot of people think they can only go to a massage therapist, or so people need to ask their physical therapist if they can get that, or cupping. I do all of that at my PT. So,
I love cupping.
So anyways, and it's helped Ty. Ty was very, very tight. We found that, you know, his ankles just were not flexible the way they should be. And I've kind of always said that. I'm like, there's something mechanically I can tell his ankles are not. Well, sure enough, the doctor was like, Amy, like on a scale of 1 to 10, like he's probably an 8 on flexibility, where he should be. They were very, very tight. So they've been doing cupping. He's been getting it every week, then on his calves, and along with other things, obviously, to help. But there has been a great improvement in his flexibility. Mm-hmm. Just in the rotation of his ankle has been huge. So advocating for yourself, you know, as you know, huge on people understanding how to advocate for their loved one or for themselves.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Big difference. People are afraid to stand up for or just ask questions. It's not even.
Yeah, you get this. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely you're right. Yeah, it's. There's a lot of great stuff out there for that, for just prolonging if you do need surgery or, but I'll be looking at stem cells because I don't want to do any. Yeah. The peptides, I'm going to start some of them soon just to try it.
Say that we're not tanning. Also, everyone is wearing sunglasses so much. Mm-hmm. Our eyes are intended. And I don't wear sunglasses because I feel claustrophobic and rarely would you see me in a pair.
Mm-hmm.
But they say it is so important for our eyes to take in those UV rays. Now, again, we're not medical doctors.
Right.
But we also
we have lots of opinions.
We've been duped a lot in some things. But they, you know, they talk about if you get all those seed oils out of your diet, if you did take the sunglasses off, that people who don't tan have a better chance of tanning just by making those alterations,
adjustments. Hmm.
So
that's interesting.
For us to dig into. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
The guy that I'm talking about.
Because she said that if you were someone that didn't tan naturally, you're not going to tan with this because it's whatever your body naturally did.
Mm-hmm.
It just brings it back to that level. So if you freckled when you got in the sun, you're going to still freckle. If you were someone that freckled and didn't tan, you're still going to freckle and not tan. So it's just putting the peptides back to your body where you were already.
She didn't give you a price on that, did she?
No. I tried them last year. And I was a brown bunny.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a really natural brown. It's beautiful.
I want it.
Yeah. So I don't remember it being like maybe $100 or something. Yeah.
That's cheaper than tanning bed. How long does it last?
As long as you're in the sun. I mean, you do, like, you start out.
Okay, so it just works when you're in the sun. It doesn't, like, just give you this tan.
No, you have to be in the sun. But you don't have to be in the sun near as long as you. I mean, I would sit outside for 10 minutes, and it would be, you were, like, tan. And so you do, like, a series, like, you take a shot 5 days a week when you first do it, and then it's. Then after that, I think I got 10 injections that you just take them home with you, and you just give them to yourself in the stomach. I think you do five days, you do one every day, and then you spread them out and it's like one every week or something. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, it worked. I'll show you a picture. I was brown.
Yeah.
I was very brown. So, It's, you know, it's not that expensive. Unfortunately, it's not. So it's easy to,
it's easy
to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
But I will be trying the, especially the ones that are going to help with achy joints and all the aging things, just because it's not like we're, you know, adding something strange to our body. It's a natural peptide. I have what she said here. It's a short chain of amino acids.
Okay.
The building blocks of proteins typically ranging from 2 to 100 amino acids in length. That's what a peptide is. They're FDA approved, all that stuff.
If I have a tan, I'm a lot happier.
Oh, it just makes your, it just makes you look better. It makes your skin look better. Yep. Makes you, the wrinkles don't seem as obvious. Yep. Cellulite's not as obvious.
All of it's better.
All of it.
So let's see. So drama, have you seen all the dramatic posts that I've seen out there about people that are driving Teslas getting damaged?
So crazy.
The videos.
Yes.
People, like, I mean, because obviously these cars have cameras all over them. And that's happening even here in Tulsa. Someone had just posted a picture tagging TPD in it. Their Tesla truck had like Nazi spray painted on the side of it. But it also had the picture in the video of the person who did it.
Of course, because there's cameras on the
car. All over it. This guy I know that, I guess through real estate, I don't know him, but you know, you get friends with people on Facebook. And he had made a post that he was driving and people threw food out at him while he was driving his car and then flipping him off. But this is happening like all over the place.
Yeah.
So I'm like shocked.
Saw a guy today on social media that bought a Tesla specifically to destroy it.
I don't understand it.
How much did you pay for that Tesla? Aren't they like several hundred thousand or at least 40 to 50? I don't think they're 100,000.
I guess it depends on what kind of thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But
still.
I don't comprehend being that angry about anything. I've seen a lot of things over my lifetime now that make me really angry, and nothing would bring me
to do that.
I mean, yeah.
I just am amazed that, you know, you're driving. I mean, it'd be scary to drive one. I would park and let everything calm down if it's going to calm down.
I don't be in the garage.
How nuts is that? And there's a lot of
that. And there's a rally supposedly happening this weekend where people are protesting getting Tesla out of Tulsa. Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand the anger, honestly.
I don't either. It's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we've seen, you know, I think about the anger that I experienced in the nursing home and with my dad many years ago. And even then, nothing brought me to that. I'm going to destroy these people.
Somebody's property.
Over, yeah. Never. So I don't know. It's a frame of mind.
Yeah.
We can't comprehend there.
And how scary, like as a woman, driving your car home and then being attacked because you're driving a car that people don't agree with, the person that created the car.
Yeah.
You know, those trucks too. Some of the big, Tesla trucks are bulletproof now.
They should be.
So now. Better be now, it sounds like, at this point. Oh, you know what I was going to talk to you about, too, is with Karen. We keep talking about Karen because she's my favorite person because I get all my stuff from her.
She might be mine.
She does crazy blood work, too. You were talking about getting blood work done at the last podcast.
I still haven't had the results back yet.
She runs blood work that takes it even deeper, where she actually does like your hormones, your therapy, your thyroid. So she, you know, a medical doctor runs just like the one thyroid test.
Yep.
And it's the level that has to have, it's the last thing that gets affected by thyroid issues, where she runs them and looks at all the levels of the thyroid and determines if you have thyroid issues that will affect that top number at some point. But by that time, you're so far into the negativity that it's hard to fix it.
Yeah.
So she does a deep dive into blood work. And anytime you go in there for anything, whether it's hormone replacement therapy or peptides or whatever it is, she's going to run blood work.
Definitely need to have her on here to talk more about that.
Yeah, because she's really helped me with just even the supplements. They have their own supplements and she's helped me with taking the right kind and, you know, getting me on track with that. So
does she have all different kinds of brands of supplements or she has her own?
Yeah. And they're all, you know, medical grade supplements. So of course she has skincare and she does aesthetics too, Botox and filler.
Where is it located?
It's at 67th and you know where the post office is at 71st and Lewis on that little circle? She's right back there, right across the street from the post office. So easy to get to.
Okay.
71st and Lewis. In Tulsa. Anyway, if you're just blood work, just something to think about. What's your next thing to do on your face?
Well, I mean, Botox, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'll always stay committed to that. You know, I think the first time I ever did that, I was honestly in my maybe mid-20s, late 20s.
Well, I think that's the time to do it.
I think so too. And a lot of people do not understand that. They look at you like you're crazy, but and even then it was like maybe once a year. It was right. Not anything I did on a regular, but I was very express. I had a very big, you know, I would really pinch my eyes together, really had, I would honestly would have had a lot of lines on my forehead. Would I not have, it's like an ocean wave if otherwise. I'm just very, very expressive. And if I wouldn't have been preventing that all these years, I would have had some permanent lines. And that's great. Some people, you know,
okay with it.
Are okay with that. And that is just fine.
Right.
Maybe I wish I was because I wouldn't have to, you know, do that maintenance. However, it makes me happy. And it was worth it to me because I never had to really battle that.
Right.
And so now when it does wear off, I mean, you'll definitely see me moving my forehead, but I don't have any permanent.
The lines are not there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And I think I'm still really expressive.
Yeah. I said to Karen, I'm like, man, I got it. I need some help because I feel like I've aged, you know, 10 years in the past 3 months. It's just funny how that goes on the wayside and then you're not eating right. You're not sleeping right. You're worrying. Worry is a hard emotion.
I think
emotion.
Hitting that 50 number. It's a whole milestone that I think gets in your head a little bit and it starts messing with you.
I hit another number that's even worse than the 50 number.
What was it?
60.
Oh, that's right. See, I forget that every time because you just do not seem 60 to me at all.
Crazy.
In any way. So you're doing good.
It's a whole other level of anxiety and what? How is that even possible?
I mean, it works. I don't like, again, I think it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So
still function at 60.
I'll figure out my wrinkles and stuff by then, hopefully.
Yeah, by then you'll have had, you know, 3 surgeries or something.
Uh-huh.
Just how it works. It's so nuts. Everybody's, and I feel like people are having knee replacement surgery earlier in life.
A lot. And that's where I'm like, is it really necessary or are they being too aggressive with it? Are they, you know, that's where, you know, Stephen was sending me something about, really working on building that muscle up and while letting that muscle getting weak around your knee
definitely
actually creates you more
yes.
pain. And I can totally see how that's the case. So that's something I've got to improve on. I mean, which physical therapy has definitely helped. But I do think we're all so quick to just be like, okay, let's do this surgery and not really do the,
not
you know.
I'm going to be like you. I'm going to wait till I have to wear a diaper.
Yeah.
Before I do it.
So, literally.
Wait. I don't want it. I will say, I asked Karen about this yesterday. My friend had knee replacement maybe 6 months ago, and she had had her other knee done years ago, and she's in her 70s. And this time, they did a shot all the way around her knee 2 weeks before her surgery. And I don't know the name of the shot. She's told it to me, but I can't remember. And it was like all the way, she said that was the most intense part of it. It was pretty intense. And then what it's supposed to do is help the recovery and the pain after the surgery so you recover quicker. And she's had both knees done, and she said it is 100% different.
Okay, that's good to
with
know.
The shot. So it, whatever that shot is, and now I was asking if Karen had heard about it, thinking, is it a peptide? Because that would make sense based on what all the peptides are doing.
If somebody knows, they need to comment what that is, because I've never heard of it.
I have the name somewhere. I'll have to look it up. But she, night and day, she was riding a bike, on a stationary bike, like the second week. And usually by the second week, you're just advancing from the walker to a cane, or I don't know what the stages are. But I remember my mom had hers, and it wasn't that quick. The pain was.
That's incredible.
Her biggest thing was just stiffness, but not pain. So it definitely did eliminate a lot of the pain to get the recovery faster. So they are advancing on a lot of that. Because let me tell you something. I broke this little pinky. Can you see the difference?
Yeah,
pinky?
I meant.
When I was in junior high, and it's a different ball game. And it's like, wow, it does really affect you as you get older because that sucker hurts and it's crooked.
Yeah.
When I had I went and had a splint put on it and everything, and I broke it at the joint doing that stupid wheelbarrow, you know, with the. You're on the ground with your hands and someone's got your feet up in the air. And I was the wheelbarrow that day and it bent it right back and broke it. And now every time I'm like looking at my poor little finger.
Yeah, that is bent. It looks like it hurts.
It does hurt. All right. Well, girl, well, we're about out of time.
Okie dokie.
So
I'm going to go to work. I got to go put a sign in the yard. And
a real estate hat on.
Yes, what I'm going to do right now.
All right. Well, if you need a real estate agent, Amy's your girl.
call me.
All right. Well, we will see you next week.